on the base, on the bottom, the two dots. Gufa, what would you say before? Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel, the chen om Rav Yitzchok om Rav Yechanon, that Shem and Zayis Mevorch Nova Bor Priyates. If you drink olive oil, you have to make a bracha of Bor Priyates.
And even though it's Nishtan, it changed, still you make a Bor Priyates. But more hanky dummy, how is it possible to make a Bor Priyates on olive oil? Ilayim with the kashos ilay, if you drink it raw, regular olive oil, Fred Gemara is uke mazik lay. It's mazik you. It's not called nachila. So Rashi learns the pshat, you shouldn't have to make a bracha at all. So Rashi, azuke mazik legufe. His olive oil, drinking it raw, is mazik the guf. V'yein zu achila. That's not called an achila, shetuna bracha. You have to make a bracha. Why? The gabe bracha v'yachal tiksiv. He's a din right to the brachas, the halta, the savot, the verachton, even the asmastas, rabbonim, they can also need the mais achila. And this is not called nachila. Why? Because it's mazik you. So Rashidon, you do not make a brach at all. The Rambam Shitu is you make a shakol, right? So somehow no, you do have. Rashi holds you need to have a mais achila, and this is not called an achila. What's the rai for this? Ditanya, ha'shoise shemen shel truma. If somebody drinks shemen, olive oil that belongs to was truma, is alocha mishalem es hakeren. You have to pay back keren. Of course, you like stealing from truma, you have to pay back. Abaviyena mishalem es hachemish. But another fifth, you don't have to pay back. Why? Because the din of hachemish, the Torah says viachalton. You have to eat it. And eating or drinking olive oil is not called an achila. Mashenke in hasach shemen shel truma. If you smear the shemen on your body, which that's called a derech of to use it, that's called derech hanor, then mishalem es hakeren u'mishalem es hachemish. Then you have to pay back the chemish also. So you see, drinking olive oil is called like the mazik, it's not called nachilam, that's why you don't have to pay a chemish. So the hilchos bracha is the same thing, you shouldn't have to make a bracha on it. So drashi the toni, the lav barachiluhu, drinking olive oil is not called nachila. Hashoy se shem and shel truma b'shoygeig, mishalem es hakeren, kishar mazik es hakeren b'mamaynoi. Sam, your mazik, your chavu, you have to pay him back. Here also, you drank up truma, you have to pay back the coin truma. V'v'yein mishalim chaymish, v'gabi chaymish achila ksiv, v'ish ki yoichal kodesh b'shgoga. Torah says ki yoichal. And prat l'mazik, ma'ashenkin here, by you drinking the shemen zayis, you're like, you are like mazik the shemen zayis, and it was mazik you, that's not called nachila. Sakopanim etakasha, how do you have to make a bori priates on olive oil? It's not roi teeth, it's like mazik you. Elizabeth Gemara, the answer is, the kochalaya, they pass. I tell you, you ate pass, bread, and you dip the bread into the olive oil. So the Gemara, yochi, heavy lay pass, ikav, u tofel. The ikav is the bread, and the oil is only tofel, secondary to the bread. U tanan, the Mishnah later, ze aklau. Kol shu ikav, imay tfele. When you have something as an ikav, and the other thing is a tofel, the secondary to it, like any sandwich you have, or you have a cracker, and you have some jam on the cracker. The ikav is the cracker, and the jam is a tofel to it. Is alocha mevorach al ikur, you only make the bracha on the ikur, which here is pas, upaiter es hatzfeilu. You don't have to make a bracha on the tofu. So here, you dip the bread into the shemen zayit, vaiter there's no bracha on the shemen zayit. Elo the teretz is the kashosalai adeya nigrun. You put the shemen zayit into like a vegetable soup, and you drink it together with the soup. So that's the case with edible, the shemen zayit. The drasha idea nigrin min meichelu v'nois noteichoy shemen. You put shemen into it. V'shnuya b'mishna b'kam makayim. It's a lot of places it says this meichel of a nigrin. The yomar rabba b'shmuel a nigrin. What is a nigrin? That's maya de sukkah, type of a beet juice. Drashi leesach lefushim maninu maya de sukkah mayim for shokah ben tradin. Usually tradin is beet. It's the water you soak, you cooked beets in, that juice. If you put olive oil into it, then there's a case when you have to make a bracha on the shemen zayis. We'll soon see why. Another case is on segirun. What's that? That's maya the kula shalki. That's like vegetable soup. It's the water that you cooked all different type of shlok, you see, in different type of vegetables. Shrashi the kula shalki, kol mina yerik sholik. All different types of cooked vegetables, the juice is called on segirun. Shati Gemara im kain vaita hevelay anigron ikur v'shemen tofel. So what? You put some olive oil into the soup, into this beet juice or into the vegetable soup. Havlechura still, what's the ikur? The vegetable soup is the ikur, and the shemen is only a tofel to it. So vaita, you don't have to make a bur priates on the shemen zayit. Utanan zeh klal kol shu ikur when you have something that's the main dish of the imay tefillah, and with it eating a tefillah thing, mevarach al ikra, poiter es tefillah. Zechuri, here the ikra is a vegetable soup. You just make a bracha on that, whether it's a shalat, it's a borer pri adam or a shakol. We'll see later on, but you don't have to make a borer pri eitz on the shemen zayis. And to the Gemara, the Mitzvah says, "Hachav amayaskinon bechayshes begroinoi." Somebody has a sore throat. Now, for sore throat, olive oil is very good. It's soothing the throat. It makes it better. But to take olive oil the way it is pure, it's mazik you. You can't take it pure. See, what's the eitzah? Put it into a vegetable soup. Now, when you drink this vegetable soup, what's your ikka kavona? The shemen zayis, because you want to soothe your throat. Because you can't eat it by itself, you're putting it into the vegetable soup. So in this case, the shemen zayis is the ikker, and the vegetable soup is the tofel, so we make a bracha on the ikker, which is here a borer priates. Merhav ha-choshes begreinoi. So Joshi, ha-choshes begreinoi, v'tzorach losseis boi shemen harbi. He has to put then a lot of shemen inside it. Mela the hevele shemen ikker, the olive is the ikker, v'anigroin tofel. This is Rashi Shita, that even in the case we have a sore throat, you only make a borer priates when you have harbe shemen. There's more shemen than the anigrim. But la locha and the miri dingzach and Rashi, and the miri says no. Here, even if I have a little bit shemen, but the ikur you're taking the soup is because of the shemen. You have a sore throat now. You want the shemen to soothe in your throat. So the ikur kavon and taking the soup is for the purpose of the shemen zayis. Even if there be less shemen zayis than the anigrim, still, the shemen zayis is the ikur, because that's the ikur reason why you're taking this. And that's halacha like that. Even if the shemen zayis is less than the vegetable soup. But if you hold kavon and taking the soup is because of the shemen zayis, that's the ikur you make a bari preitz on. So the Mora d'Tanya, such a case like this, that you have a sore throat and it's good to take shemen zayis. D'Tanya hilcha Shabbos, ha'choshes begroinus. Somebody has a sore throat on Shabbos, his lo yarenu b'shemen, tchilo b'shabbos. You can't just start drinking or gargling with shemen on Shabbos. But that's like a refuah, and the refuah is also to do on Shabbos. So drashi lo yarenu b'shemen means b'shabbos, the mashoye le b'tech groin. If you want to leave it in your throat, like gargling with it, v'yena b'lay, you're not going to swallow it. V'chiv and the leibola, since you're not swallowing this, lay is mukhanus of the refuahu. It's nicker claw why you're doing this, why you're gargling with the shemen zayif, because of refuah. The Chachamim gozu are called refuas and ikoris mishum tchika salmonim shimlocha. Rabbanim made an issa, the Rabbanim, you can't take any refuah, or at least it's nikkur that it's a refuah. As exerim, maybe you come to make a tchika, which is teichin, you grind up the salmonim.
Let's say you would make a soup that has a lot of oil in it.
Yeah.
Even though we'd be eating it for a fool, but it's not nikkur that it's for
a fool. Right. Tchila z'drashi kloima, lechetchila lo yiten ha-shemen bepid. Lechetchila, you're not allowed to put the shemen into your mouth, l'shem iru, today to gargle with it. Ki im l'shem b'liya, you're only allowed to put it into your mouth if you have das to swallow it. So Rashi says, chidish now, v'imbol l'shoysi yishenu. Once it's in your mouth and you put it there, manas to swallow it, now if you leave it there a little bit longer, there's nothing wrong with it. That's Rashi sheet. I think that's Zingzach and Rashi. Weiter, Avonaisin, what's the Yetzer on Shabbos? Avonaisin, Shemen, Habel, Teich, Anigrin. Oh, the Yetzer is put a lot of Shemen into the Anigrin. Ubaleya, and still you have to swallow it. Mashma, even in this case, still you can't gargle with it. Because if you gargle it, nobody gargles with soup even. So it's Mucha Milsa, why are you gargling with this soup for a Shem Refuas? That would also be Yasser. Now the Yetzer is put the Shemen in the Anigrin and swallow it. So I call upon this to see as an Yetzer how people take Shemen Zayis. And this is the case where it's the ikker, and you have to make a bracha on it. For the Gemara Pshita, Avadi, you have to make a bracha on it. What's the Chiddush? The Ma'amah, the Tema, Kivan, the Refuah, Komechavin, Le Levorach, Le Klal. I would think, no, in this case, when you're taking the Shemen Zayis, it's only for Refuah, to soothe in your sore throat. So maybe that's not called an Achila, that's turning a bracha at all. Kamash Malon, Kivan, the Yishplei, Hanominei, Boi, Bruchi. Is any time you take a refuah, you take a medicine, if you have enjoyment from the medicine that tastes good, you have to make a bracha on it. Mashenka, if the medicine doesn't taste good, even though a medicine is a refuah, it's healing you, that's not called an achila. It's an achila means something you eat, you have anor from, you enjoy it. So medicine, if you have some enjoyment from it, then you have to make a bracha. So machlokes rishonim or rishonim achreinim, what bracha do you make? Let's say you take a vegetable, the shem refuah, and it tastes good. So some say you only have to make a shakol. Because since Gefort you only take the Shem Refuah, it loses its Ikar Bracha. But Lalach we pass and it keeps its Ikar Bracha. If it's a vegetable, and you take it now the Ikar for medicine, but it tastes good also, you have to make a Bar Priya Dhamma. It's called the medicine tastes good, it retained its original Bracha, whatever it is, eight, Adama or Shakal, you have to make that Bracha.
So therapy
didn't happen? Right. Rashi had nominate, Rashi Levad Refuah. Except for the fact that it's healing you, you also enjoy the syrup, right? Of course, a cough medicine. If you enjoy the syrup, you make a shakel. Yesh loy hanoyes achila, and therefore you'd make a bracha on it. Yeah. Right. Kim chodechita. What bracha do you make on flour? Flour made from wheat flour. Yeah, Yehuda Waimer Bor Priadom retains its bracha, even though it's not the form of a wheat anymore. You ground it down, looks like flour, still you make a Bor Priadom. No, since it changed its form already, it's you make a shakel now. Omalei Rabbi Rav Nachman, correct Rabbi Rav Nachman, Letifla Galei to Rabbi Yehuda. Why do you say you only make a shakel? Don't think Zachan Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said you made a Baruch Pri Adama. Why is not there? The Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel came to Kavosei. Because both Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel also hold in a similar case that you would have to make a Baruch Pri Adama. So on flour made from wheat, you still make a Bor Pri Adama. What's the raya? The Yom Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, V'chein Om Rav Yitzchak Om Rav Yechinen. Shemen Zayis, halacha we had before, Shemen Zayis, Mevorchen Olav Bor Pri Eitz, even though originally it was an Aleph. So an Aleph, you understand, you eat an Aleph, it's a Bor Pri Eitz, not the Pri Eitz. But now when you squeeze out the juice and got Shemen, the Chura doesn't look like a Pri anymore. It's a new stage right now. Still you say you make a Bor Pri Eitz. So the same svara should be by flour. Originally it was wheat. If you eat the wheat, you make a Bor Pri Adama. Now that you grind it up and made it into flour, you want to say it's nishtana, change a new form, so you have a new bracha, we see from Shemen Zayis, no, it retains its old bracha. Almas like the Gemara, Afagav Yishtani, even though olive oil changed from the form of a olive into Shemen, Bibul Sayukoi still retains its original bracha, Bor Pri Eitz. Here also by flour. Afagav Yishtani, even though it changed from a wheat into flour, Bibul Sayukoi, still you should have to make a Bor Pri Adama. So Huri held it Soraya to Rav Nach to Rav Yehuda's halacha that you should make a Bor Pri Adama on flour. Drashi Bor Pri Zash Kimcha the Chita Drashi Oichel Kemach Chitim Kemoishi. If you eat raw flour, Bor Pri Adama Kishar Koisis Chitim like anybody else that chews wheat. Tetanya La Kamon the Pirkei Shavuach Bor Pri Adama. If you chew raw wheat, it's edible and you make a Bor Pri Adama. Yeah, this Rashi will skip it, the Shver Rashi, it's probably where it belongs, the next Rashi.
Why would you make a bracha in
Kelos
at all? It's
something
we should
grasp. We'll soon see. Right, is that the Gemara? What's the Sushtim? Me domi. Why, Shemen Zayis, when you took it out of the fruit, took it out of the olive, this is its last stage. There's no better way of making the oil. That's it. So mele it remains its bracha. By flour, there's a better form that it should come to, and it didn't come to that form yet. The better form is bread. As you start off with a wheat, then you grind it down, make it into flour. That's an in-between stage. That's not its final stage. It's oimadol to make it into dough and make a bread out of it. So Mela, right now, within reach, it's better stage, it loses its first bracha Bor Pri Adama, and you only make a shakel. So that's the chilul between olive oil. Olive oil, true, would change from the olive into oil, but that's its final stage, that's its good stage, it retains its first bracha. Marshein came flour, it changed from its original form, and did not reach its better form yet. So therefore, it's only a shakel now. So Drashi, Hoch Islei Lu Yachrino, Hilkach, by flour, Yotze Mechla Pri. By grinding it up, it's not called wheat anymore, it's yotzer from the shame free of wheat. It didn't come to its derech the way you eat it. After wheat, you eat it out of bread. Oil miyad, right after you squeezed out the olive and got the oil, true, you changed, it changed from olive into oil, but right now that's the derech to eat it. The yikra pri lekach netu, another smorah. What's the ikra you planted an olive for? Is for the olive, for the oil that comes out of it. As the ikra of the pri, the ikra of an olive, is its juice that comes out of it. Lekach netu, that's why you planted it. Hukach prihu. Therefore, the olive oil, the oil is also called the pri. So therefore, it retains its bracha as a borei pri hay. This is the sefora we spoke of yesterday about grapes and olives that are two teres, that the ikar of the pri is the juice that comes out of it. The ikar of the grape is the yain that comes out of it. And the ikar reason, Yerashi says here, you plant an olive, is for the oil that comes out of it. Therefore, here the oil and the yain retains the bracha of a pri eitz. Because yain is more choshen, and before it's mesameach, and it's soyin, therefore you make a special bracha. But our very pri eitz retains it. Mashenkin, all other teres, there we said as far as I care, the ikar of an orange is, eat the orange the way it is. The ikar of an apple is, keep the apple the way it is. If you squash it to get the juice, then you want to make a shakal on those juice, because that's not the ikar pri. But here, by olive, the ikar, the pri, is the olive oil. Is the oil. It still makes a difference, the same thing. We'll see later about it, but the same thing. So that's the chilek. It says, no, avada, on flour, you should make a shakal. Because flour was changed, it's not the pri, it's not wheat anymore, and it's not the chlau pas yet. So males, in between stage, you make a shakal. When you have an in-between stage, you didn't get to a better stage yet. Is it true? You don't make a bar priadom, you only make an el shakol, only a shakol on flour. I have omarav zera. Omarav masna omashmuel. Akro chaya. That means raw cabbage. The kimcha desari. And flour made from barley. Barley flour, mevorchina na layo shakol niyabhorin. You only make a shakal on these two things. Hey, son, raw cabbage, since usually a cabbage is eaten cooked, so something that's usually eaten cooked, that's when it's called a pre, when it's cooked. If you eat it before that, when it's raw, you only make a shakal. It's all vegetables that the ikka derech tida cooked. If you eat the vegetable raw, you only make a shakal.
There are changes in the
derech tida. You go both of the derech, rove in the yodim at that place. Yeah. So now, and who adin it says flour of barley. Barley flour is also a shakal. I'm making a beef. What's that? Well, how come I pick barley? My love, the chita bar piyadoma. But mashrav in this brayson that if it would be from wheat flour, you make a bar piyadoma. It's only barley flour is different. It's less, but wheat flour is a bar piyadoma. So even though it changed and there's a better form to reach in bread, still you still make a bar piyadoma. Something more low. It's not kasha. Could be true, any type of flour, not only barley flour, but even wheat flour would also be a shakal nivdvori. Let us say the bigger chiddush, even wheat flour you only make a shakal. The kol shchein desari navado barley, which barley is like a secondary grain to wheat. So if you make a shakal on wheat flour, for sure you make a shakal on barley flour. So the Gemara knows. If we only say that by wheat flour you make a shakom, I would think, it's only by wheat flour there's a shakom. Avo desari loy mevorchi like klal mashen came by barley. I would say barley flour there's no brocher at all. Kamash malon that even on barley flour also you have to make a shakom. But who adin on wheat flour? It's also only a shakom could be. Fred Gemara, what kind of happening is that? Why would I think on barley flour there's no bracha at all? Fred Gemara, mi gora, mi melech, vizomis. Is it worse than salt and like salt water? Titanam, al ha melech vi al ha zomis, I'm a shakal near the varoi. That even on salt or salt water also you make a shakal near the varoi. So what do you see? The little bit of hanoi you have to make a bracha. So chura, this wheat, twice as it is edible, this flour. So since it's barley flour, so what? There's still some hanor out of it, but you still have to make a shakal. And the Gemara, no, there's still a svara why by barley flour, maybe I would think not to make a bracha at all. Itzruch. I could think, melech v'zom is of it in ish deshad elapume. By salt, sometimes you throw some salt into your mouth to make a taste. You want a salty taste. So you eat it, it's derech hanor, you make a shakal. Avo kim chodesari. Mashen kein barley flour hoyo the kosh lekukini. It's very bad for worms in the stomach. The kukuni Rashi says means toloyim. Shebemayin is very bad to make worms in the intestines. So le levorech alayo klal. I would think since it's like mazik you shouldn't have to make a bracha on it at all. Kamash malon tivon distlei hanominei boyibruchi. About when you're eating right now this flour, you enjoy it. You have to make a shakal nivdvaroi. So it's a guy, let's say you take some food that you taste very good. A guy is diabetic and he can't take sugar. If he takes sugar, it tastes very good for him. But he knows he's going to suffer from it. Still, he'll have to make a bracha on it. But about right now, when you're taking, you're having hanor from it, you have to make a bracha. Even though when it goes in, it's going to do bad for you, but right now you're having hanor and it's called the food, you have to make a shakel. That's the svar here. Even though this barley flour is bad for the worms, still you have to make a bracha because it's you're having some hanor. And the mitzvah, that's the way you paskin, that on flour, if you would eat flour, you only make a shakel. It's like a paskin at this svar. Since it was nishtana, it changed, and it didn't come to the better form of bread yet, you only make a shakel. But shenkein olive oil, since it changed and it came to the best form it will come to, that's considered the ikapri. So
more of it that we're looking for the tom. If something is mazik or gamri and there's a good tom to it,
right, that's what we're saying, right. As long as it's a food, it has to be something edible. We take poison, we'll make a broccoli, even if it tastes good. It has to be a food that people do eat. So Yosh Shalot Tais talks about Kimcha the Chid Tais says Nira de Lemari be Kimcha Mamish. It's not Mamish real flour. Eshin says the Yimkeim le Shaychi be Broch the Bar Priyadoma. There's no Havmini to say you should make a Bar Priyadoma, like it doesn't look like wheat at all. And Lemari the Kimcha Shker Nishnazim the Kemach Shreisim Shiboy le Shol Shem Yavshim Betanya. I mean, type of flour that has some substance to it, there's some pieces to it. So that's the Shalom, maybe you still make a Bar Priyadoma. And the Lach, we say, no, you make a shakel, because since you were Nishtana, you made a Shinu, it changed its form a little bit, and at this form, it's not the final form we'll get to, that's a Svara, you're going to make a shakel. It's not called a Pri right now, it's not called a Pri Adama. It doesn't have the Chivas of a Pri Adama. Right. So the Mar Kaira. What's the Lach of a Kaira? Right. These are called palm hearts, they call it. Trashi Kaira, Rach Shel Dekel, it's a very soft part of the palm tree. When the new branches, leaves grow every year, every year gets new leaves. So rach, the beginning of his leaf is very soft. The second year ready, this leaf gets harder and becomes like an ace. The thing is called heart or palm hearts. They have it. They have it. Hearts of palm. Hearts of palm. Right. Hearts of palm. Where they say they served it? They served it. I think they said they served last year by Terra Sam's bank, somebody told me. Yeah. So what bracha do they make on this? It's a palm tree that the new branch that comes off. So right now when it's soft the first year it's edible. Next year though when it comes kosher it's not edible anymore. So what bracha do you make? We have Yudu Amma Bar Priyadoma. Right now it's edible and it comes off the tree, it comes off the adam, you make a burpee adam. Or Shmuel Amar Shakel Nibivaroi. Shmuel says, no, you only make a shakel. Why? We have Yehudu Rama burpee adam perihu. It's a fruit. Right now it's a fruit, you make a pre adam. Why don't you make a burpee? It's already. The Teretz says that, let's say a palm tree. The ikar fruit of a palm tree is the date. So that's the only bracha you make a bar priha eats on the ikka fruit. We'll soon see later. If you have a tree that gives off two type of fruits, one is the ikka fruit, and one is a tough or not such a good fruit, on the second fruit doesn't have the shivas of a bar priha, it's only make a bar priha doma. There on a palm tree, the ikka fruit is the date, that has a bar priha. On this, you'd only make a bar priha doma. So he holds it's a fruit, right now this leaf is edible, so you make a bar priha doma. As if you let this leaf grow another year, it'll become hard, not edible. So even right now, it doesn't have a shivas of a pre. Trashi, no Rashi. Omar le Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. So Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, Shinano kavosech mistavli. Hey Shmuel, more or less was masking to Rabbi Yehuda. It says, I have a riot to you, Rabbi Yehuda, that on Kari you should make a bar pri adama, not like me that says only a shakel. What's Maraya? So it's known a radish. Soifer lahakshas, a radish, if you would let it grow another year, longer time, a radish is safe to become hard like a wood. Umvorchin alayo bar priyadoma. Everybody knows you pull out a radish right now, you make a bar priyadoma. So you see, even though it's safe, if you would let it grow longer, it would become hard. About right now it's edible, you go bust now and make a bar priyadoma. Trashi tznoin soifer lahakshas. Shim enoi tolshoi beitoi. If you don't pull off a radish at its right time, whom is kashin cake? Let it stay. A mamish gets hard like a piece of wood. So you see, you go bosser right now. Now it's edible. You make a bar pri adama. So this kura, this palm also, these leaves right now it's edible. Make a bar pri adama. So dumar v'lohi, no, it's no, there's no rye from there. Tznoin, a radish, not the inshi adaita the pugla. Why do people plant a radish? they planted almanas to pick it off when it's still soft and teed it as a radish. Therefore, it's called a food right now. Rashenkin dikla palm tree lenati in shadai to the kira. Nobody plants a palm tree almanas to eat these leaves. Fakat, they would rather let the leaves stay on the tree and let the tree grow bigger. Because eventually, the ikar pre of a palm is the date. So nobody plants the palm tree on manas to eat these leaves. So therefore, even though the first year these leaves are edible, it doesn't have the chshivas of a pre adama. You only make a shakel. So the Gemara, is that true? Whenever you don't plant it for that purpose, you don't make the bird pre adama, but you only make a shakel. That's why by kuri now you're only making a shakel. For the Gemara, varate slat. It's called a caper tree. Well, soon see, has four type of peris, edible peris, come off the tree. Did not the inshi abaita the pircha. People planted amnas to eat all the fruits of it. Trashi abaita the pircha, same period, all type of fruits. Utanan, still we learned by this caper tree, almina nitzpa, on a different type of fruits that come off this slav tree, ala olin viala tamaris. Olin means the leaves. The leaves of this tree is edible, viala tamaris on the leaves are type of berries. That these berries are also edible. Is oima bari priyadama. You make a bari priyadama for this. Val have yoinis on the fruit itself. The ala kafrisin. That's the shell that goes around the fruit. Like an orange. You have an orange peel. So have yoinis means the fruit itself. And the kafrisin is the peel around the fruit. Oima bari priyates. You make a bari priyates. See, you see, Claude, that you said we spoke out. That even though there are four edible type of fruits here, but since the ikar pri of this fruit is the, of this tree is the avyonis, so therefore that you make a bar priates on the leaves and these berries, even though it's edible, but since it's not the ikar fruit of the tree, you only make a bar priadama. But I call upon him, you see, you make a bar priadama. And the churawat, people don't plant it amanasti this. Trashi. There's now different type of fruits. Tamaros, betoichol, in the middle of the leaves, gedelem kimin tamaros, are type of berries, or boltambola, comes out of the leaf. Kemai b'olin shel arva. He have yoynes hu apri, that's the ikar fruit itself. Kafrisin hu klipa gedele shesot of apri. That's the klipa, the outside shell, like an orange shell. Kain klipa gdilim sot of agoizim dakim, like around the nuts. So it's laf, so the chur, this is the kasha. Here people don't plant it, amnas to eat the leaves. And still you see make a bar priyadama on the leaf. So the Gemara no, Amar Rab Nachman, Rab Yitzchok, slav, this caper tree, not the inshia daita deshusa. People planted amanas daita deshusa. Mashenken diklo, a palm tree, lo not the inshia daita dekura. Nobody plants an amanas to eat the leaves. Because they're faket, you want the tree to go bigger. Mashenken, by this slav, even if you eat the leaves, it doesn't ruin the tree. Otherwise, it's edible. See, if people grow with amanas to eat the leaf, that's why here you make a bar priyadama. Trashi, slav not the inch of the shusa. Lechol es olin. People plant this tree to eat the leaves. V'yes ha-tomoros and the berries. Shein ha-mamatim mesilu makach. Even if you pull it off, you don't make the tree less. The tree is just as strong. Mashenkin dikla lanati in shadai, the palm tree, lechol es ha-koira. They don't want you to eat the leaves. Sha'ichle mamayif anfeilun. If you start eating every shoot that comes out, you'll take away from the beauty of the tree. So therefore, koira by a dekel tree, you don't plant it, you only make a shakel. Mashenkin the slav, since you planted amnas to eat the berries and the leaves, you make a bar priyadama. So the Gemara v'yafagav the kalsi Shmuel Reb Yehuda, even though Shmuel himself was like Moedet Reb Yehuda, that you should have to make a bar priyadama. So the Gemara hilchos akavasi is Shmuel, but the lacha is like Shmuel said, that this koira, these hearts of the palms, you only make a shakel near the vurin. It's even though it comes off a palm tree, but since it's not planted for that, it's planted to let it stay there another year and become hard. Now you only make a shakel. It doesn't have a shame pre, you only make a shakel near the vurin on it. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, slav shel ola. You have this caper tree, we said it has four types of peris, shel ola. The first 3 years that it grows is the chutz loritz. What are you doing in the chutz loritz? So Rashi says, all of the chutz loritz medivrei soif from heat. At least that's the way our Gemara is going now. Even though it's a machlekes in the Gemara in Kedushin, whether it's medirais or medirabonin, now we're going to mandiyama in chutz loritz, all is only medirabonin. But it is knowing all of the first 3 years. If you have a tree, you can't eat the peris the first 3 years. So So what do you do about a caper tree? Is zerik es avyonis? You have to throw away the fruit. The avyonis is the ikka fruit. But v'yechel es akafrisin, you're allowed to eat though the shell around it. You're allowed to eat. Is even though it's the first 3 years, you're allowed to eat the shell around it. The chuzat gemara lemeimra the avyonis tree. Orla, it's only us that eat the fruits. The wood of the tree you're allowed to have enough from the first 3 years. It's only us of the fruit. Zechura, what's called the fruit now? The avyonis is called the fruit. The namemra, the avyonis pre. The kafrisin, that's the shell around it, like the peel. La pre, it's not called the fruit. That's why, even though it's from Orla, the first 3 years, you're allowed to eat the peels of the fruit. Because the peels are not called the fruit. For the Gemara, is that true? Reminhu. Amina, now you have before, Amina Natsba, when you go to eat these fruit of a tzlaf tree, what bracha do you have to make? Al olam v'ala tzumoros, on the leaves and on the berries, oimeh, bor pri adama. V'al have yoinis, but on the ika pri. V'ala kafris, and on the shell around it, oimar, bor pri eitz. We have before, you do make a bor pri eitz. So you see, even the shell around the fruit is also called a fruit, that you have to make a bor pri eitz. How could Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said the orla? You're allowed to eat the peel, the shell around the fruit. If it's called the fruit, orla is also the first 3 years you can eat it. From the Gemara, who do you have a Rav Akiva? That Rav Yehuda Amar Rav holds like Rav Akiva. The Tanan, Rav Akiva holds the Tanan.